Ladies and gentlemen, we are back again from just outside the parliament, which has started for its winter session. However, unfortunately, the first week has been a washout completely. Joining me is a very bright panel of member of parliaments representing different parties. To my right, the good Dr. Ricky, representing the voice of the People's Party, and he's an independent voice from Northeast, taking up people's causes at almost all possible time. Dr. Kumar Nayak from Karnataka, somebody who's very strong opposition this time in the parliament, represents the Congress Party. Sagarika probably needs no introduction. We're on the other side of the fence. First time MP from the Trinamool Congress in Rajya Sabha. Dr. Kamalji Cheravat, the local MP from the BJP and Delhi. Many questions can actually be directed towards her. Maria, why don't you just start with her?
Yes, let's start with this. So there are a lot of concerns, particularly that the kind of issues that are being raised right now, and because of that, multiple issues which are people-centric getting caught in the crossfire. Do you think you're not able to raise issues which impacts your constituents?
Or Kamalji ji, main ek sawal ek usme ye jod dun ki the point is ki ab aap Delhi ko dekhiye. This is national capital. Pollution is such a big issue. There are MPs who are wanting to actually raise that issue. I am quite sure that even in the capitals of the country and other parts, there are certain very important issues that the parliamentarians must raise, because parliament is a forum for discussion. And I am using the words from Mr. Nayak's party's leader, Mr. Chidambaram. He says it should be a forum for discussion. Now, if the discussion is not happening, people's issues are not being raised, then problem is that the messaging that goes out to people is certainly not very good.
सोमवार से पार्लियामेंट शुरू हुई थी और हम सब, जैसा आपने कहा कि फर्स्ट टाइम एमपी हैं और हमें, आप कहिए कि पहला सेशन मिल रहा है जिसमें कि हम एक्चुअली फोकस होकर आए हैं, क्योंकि जो इससे पहले के सेशन थे, एक में हमारा ओथ हुआ था और बीच में एक शॉर्ट टर्म का हमारा सेशन हुआ था। तो जैसा कि सागरिका जी ने कहा कि उनका पॉल्यूशन का क्वेश्चन है, मेरा खुद का जीरो आवर में 377 में मैंने पॉल्यूशन को लगाया हुआ था, क्योंकि ये बहुत बड़ा इशू है। माई थॉट इज नॉट वर्किंग प्रॉपरली। फैमिली में अगर किसी में भी देखेंगे तो पीपल्स आर सफरिंग। तो ये बहुत बड़ा एक इशू था, लेकिन बहुत तकलीफ हो रही है इस बात को देख के कि पार्लियामेंट चल नहीं पा रहा है। मुझे लगता है कि कम से कम जीरो आवर और क्वेश्चन आवर तो होना ही चाहिए। जीरो आवर और क्वेश्चन आवर में आपके जो बिल्कुल ऐसे मुद्दे हैं जो कि आज के ऐसे, जिनको आप चाहते हैं कि एड्रेस हो, जिनके ऊपर गवर्नमेंट ध्यान दे, चाहे वो स्टेट गवर्नमेंट हो, सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट हो। तो इसलिए बहुत तकलीफ की बात हो रही है कि हम खुश होकर जाते हैं कि आज हमारा क्वेश्चन 8 नंबर पे लगा है, आज जीरो ओवर में मैं 16 नंबर पे आ गई हूँ, तो बिल्कुल अपना पेपर रेडी रखते हैं कि अब हम बोलेंगे। लेकिन जैसे ही सेशन शुरू होता है, शोर शुरू हो जाता है। बार बार चेयर से अपील भी आती है कि आपको आपकी जो भी प्रॉब्लम्स हैं, इश्यूज हैं, ऑब्वियसली डिस्कस होने चाहिए, बट आपको सेपरेट टाइम मिलेगा, तो आप इतना वेट कर लो कि क्वेश्चन ओवर हो जाए, जीरो ओवर हो जाए, फिर आपका टेकअप करते हैं। लेकिन नहीं हो पा रहा है और हम लोग फर्स्ट टाइमर सारे ही परेशान हैं इस बात से, क्योंकि जनता भी हमसे उम्मीद कर रही है। हम क्यों चुनकर आए हैं? इतना हमने सपना देखा कि हम सबसे बड़ी पंचायत में जाएंगे, तो बहुत तकलीफ हो रही है और नहीं होना चाहिए। मैं आपकी इस बात से इत्तेफाक रखती हूँ।
सागरिका, आई मीन पीपल्स इश्यूज डू गेट ड्राउंड आउट, एंड श्योरली इट्स नॉट अ गुड मैसेज फॉर द इमेज ऑफ द पॉलिटिशियंस आल्सो।
The Trinamool Congress certainly wants the session to run because we want to raise people's issues. I have brought some items that I want to display for your audience. Tomato is 60 rupees per kg. Some places is even 75. This is onion, which is in some places 60 to 75 rupees. And this is garlic. Ek pao lassan ke liye 150 rupiah for garlic. This is the price rise of vegetables that is going on in today's India. We are continually asking for a discussion on price rise. Unemployment we are asking for. Between the age of 20 to 24, 44% are unemployed. Manipur, 20 months of civil war. Is the Prime Minister aware that there is a state called Manipur? Are they not citizens of India? Is Manipur not a place in India? Why has the Prime Minister not visited even once? Now, the issue is the government does not want to listen to the opposition. See, you cannot treat Parliament as a notice board. You cannot browbeat the opposition. Ki jo bhi hum chahenge, hum aake notice dal denge, chalo aap ispe bolo. No. We are raising people's issues. Jo janta ke mudde hain, uspe aapko bolna hoga. You have to listen to people's issues. What is the mandate of 2024? It's a coalition government. Don't insult the mandate. Aapko majority government nahi hai. Don't insult the mandate of 2024. Listen to the opposition. Don't treat parliament like a notice board. Don't browbeat the opposition. Don't insult the mandate of 2024.
One view certainly would be that yes, this is a coalition government, but the realities of 18th Lok Sabha has changed from the inaugural session to the winter session. There have been two states which have been very crucial, the state of Haryana and Maharashtra, which has been won by the BJP. Then is the opposition also not realizing that in the change realities, they should be more accommodative and let the issues be talked about?
And one genuine suggestion, actually I liked her suggestion very much, that what she says is that at least allow the questioner to function.
But who is stopping the parliament? Within minutes, the parliament is getting shut down.
We want the ruling party to be very, very confident. Okay, they need to answer the questions. Parliament is meant for discussion. If they want to pass the rules, I mean laws and things like that, it is a matter of minutes. They have the majority, they can do it. Be it a coalition government, they can pass whatever, except constitutional amendments. They can get anything through. But what are we asking for? We are asking for clear accountability from the government, discussions on the matters of importance to common man. I am coming from a district called as Raichur, a constituency called as Raichur. Raichur and Yadgir, they are the two aspirational districts of Karnataka. I have a number of questions to ask about the livelihood of people. But I want the government to be accommodative. Okay, so, you are saying that the opposition has to be accommodative. I'm very surprised, actually. It is not in our hands to be accommodative.
Maria, parliament is the home of the opposition.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We are a parliamentary democracy. Governments have to be accountable.
Absolutely.
To the
yes, because the responsibility of running the house. Yes, please.
Thank you, NDTV, for once again bringing up this issue, which is very important. Last time we had a similar issue as first-time parliamentarian here. Well, as a first-time parliamentarian, which I believe all of us who are present here, we are here, you know, with a purpose. We've been sent, elected by the people to take up issues of, you know, it could be an issue which is pertinent to the place where we come from, a regional issue, and also the issue of the nation, which is very unfortunate in this session that we have lost almost this entire week. This is something that, you know, each and every politician should take that responsibility. Why? Because, you know, if you look at this, you know, how much money is being lost because of this. It's running to crores and crores of rupees. And we are accountable. And this is something which really pains me. When issues are not being discussed, you know, issues concerning the nation, issues, for example, let me just share. You did, you covered an issue which is presently prevailing in the state of Meghalaya, a Northeastern Hill University, a central university. For almost a month, classes are not being held, teaching is not taking place, research is not taking place, and we are playing with the lives of our youth. And these are issues which I would like to take up. And likewise, issues of environment, issues like price rise, these are also serious issues. So I think, you know, it is high time that we behave like responsible leaders, responsible parliamentarian, to allow these issues to be addressed.
Can I just come in? Nikunjan, Maria, you know, whose responsibility is it to run parliament? It is the government's responsibility to run parliament. Sarkar ki zimmedari hai ki sansad chale. It is the responsibility of the parliamentary affairs minister. It is the responsibility of the treasury benches to run parliament. It is their responsibility. You see, they keep saying opposition is stalling parliament, opposition is doing this. They keep painting it on the opposition. But it is the government's responsibility to run parliament. So if the opposition is raising people's issues. As I said, price rise, unemployment, Manipur. We want to raise Manipur. I'll give you one statistic. You know, in the last 8 years, there has not been a single notice under Rule 267. 267 is a rule in the Rajya Sabha by which you suspend all discussion and you suspend the listed business, and you take up a matter of urgent public concern. Now, we have moved rules under 267, motions under 267. For the last 8 years, they have not accepted a single 267 notice from an opposition MP. So that's what I'm saying, that it's the responsibility of the government. Why not go and meet the opposition halfway and accept our notices?
That's a fair point.
Is that aapne kaha ki college and government are responsible. Mera kehna hai ki college ho ya full support government ki ho, to bhi government ko responsible hona hi chahiye, wo koi bhi government ho. Lekin mera point hai ki jab hum start question dal rahe hain, unstart question dalte hain, hum 377 dalte hain, hum zero dalte hain, kisne roka hai? Aap hone to dijiye. आपको कौन रोकता है उन क्वेश्चंस को उठाने को?
अरे तो प्रॉब्लम ये है ही नहीं रहा है ना?
नहीं, चल क्यों नहीं रहा है?
पॉइंट यही है, हमारे मुद्दे
को लेटर एड्रेस दी,
हम बोलना शुरू करते हैं 5
मिनट के अंदर, बंद कर देते
हैं. कमल जी, वन पॉइंट शी इज सेइंग एंड वन पॉइंट एवरीवन इज सेइंग इज फेयर पॉइंट. That house ko chalwana government ki responsibility hai.
Agree.
Let me come to the
point.
So if there is disruption or if there is and you adjourn the house every time, then the problem is that the opposition says that, you know, why not come to the talking table? Let us find a way out. Let the parliamentary affairs minister meet the opposition and let's find a way out. Like on the constitution issue, everyone agreed that there will be a discussion. So let the business advisory committee or whatever, you know, should take up that issue. And adjournment may be easy way out for the government and opposition may be forcing that. But somewhere you have to find the way in the middle.
The opposition does not force adjournments. We are forcefully, vociferously making certain claims about being allowed for a discussion. There are two important things which we had raised in the
corporate
parliament.
Corruption.
Corporate corruption and Sambal riots.
The Sambal riots in Uttar Pradesh.
So these are all the two, these two important points are there. They need to be discussed. It is not just about corruption. Tomorrow, it is come September, come December, January, there will be filing of electricity tariff across the country. I hope you are getting what I am saying. See, whatever the cost of electricity, it will be passed on to the people of this country. Every common man, every gram panchayat will have to bear the burden of increased tariff for whatever the reason. We are looking at that problem from the point of view of common man. He has to bear the burden of it. It is not just the corruption. Let the police or the investigative authorities take care of that. But at the same time, kindly allow the house to discuss this threadway.
But then you all agree on one proposition that, you know, you want a discussion and you all want to raise common people's issues. Then why begin with disruption is also a point.
No, Nikunj, the point really is ki jab hi hum mudde uthate hain, jab hi hum bolte hain, let me take you back to the budget session, the Wayanad landslide, which happened in July 2024, right? The Wayanad landslide. The opposition members from Kerala, and I can tell you because I was there, opposition members from Kerala had to literally be on their feet and had to demand, because their demand for a discussion was not being allowed. It was only after the newspaper started reporting on the enormity of the tragedy that finally the Kerala opposition MPs were allowed to speak on Wayanad. When so many people had died, it was such a massive disaster. So what I'm trying to say that even to raise people's issues, we are not being allowed.
Yeah.
We are being browbeaten.
Yeah. And about disruption, if you call this disruption, I'm surprised. Disruption is actually when the elected governments are overthrown by disrupting the entire mandate, you know. So there is something called as Operation Kamala. Kamala, they go about disrupting the entire governments.
Disruption is a legitimate form of protest, and the opposition has that tool in its kitty to actually come up with that. So, you know, has the efforts been made by the government of the day, by the treasury benches, to bring the opposition on the talking table? Because we had heard a lot of that in pre-2014
era.
charge is this
that you are bulldozing the opposition. Charge is that.
Dekhiye, kabhi bhi itni badi panchayat hai, itna bada wo platform hai. उसकी वैल्यू को कोई भी डिग्रेड नहीं कर सकता, नोबडी,
कोई
भी नहीं कर सकता.
ऑफ कोर्स नॉट, इट्स अ सेक्रेट थिएटर,
हो नहीं सकता है. लेकिन यहाँ पर मेरा आपसे यही रिक्वेस्ट है, मैं तो खुद देख रही हूँ, मैं फर्स्ट टाइमर हूँ, मैं कोई बहुत बड़ी पार्लियामेंटेरियन नहीं हूँ, मैं तो अपने एक्सपीरियंस से बात कर रही हूँ, आप भी कर रहे होंगे. जैसे ही शुरू होता है, एक क्वेश्चन नहीं पूछ पा रहे हैं तो शुरू हो जाता है.
तो फिर जवाब दीजिए ना, हमारे मुद्दे का जवाब दीजिए ना.
लेट देम, लेट देम से.
अब उस टाइम पर स्पीकर साहब कह रहे हैं कि हम आपको टाइम दे रहे हैं, हम आपकी बात को सुनने के लिए आपको अलग से आपका सब्जेक्ट रखने के लिए भी अलाउ कर रहे हैं, एक बार क्वेश्चन आवर को पूरा होने दे. दो दिन हो गए हैं, तीन दिन हो गए हैं, एक दिन तो हमारा कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन डे था, ये हो नहीं रहा है. एक बार उनको भी तो टाइम देकर देखिए. और जो आपने कहा कि क्या कोशिश क्यों नहीं हो रही होगी, कोशिश हो रही होगी. कुछ चीजें, सब कुछ फ्रंट पर नहीं होता है, बैक में भी होता होगा. क्यों नहीं चाहेगी कोई भी गवर्नमेंट? कोई भी गवर्नमेंट भी वेट करती है, उनके भी बिल आने हैं, सारी चीजें उनकी सक्सेस भी इस बात के ऊपर डिपेंड करती है कि हाउस कितना चल रहा है. लेकिन मेरा फिर अगेन कहना है, कितनी भी शिकायतें हो, जीरो ओवर, क्वेश्चन ओवर स्टार्ट, ये तो चलने दीजिए. ये तो आपके और मेरे क्वेश्चन सबके हैं, ये तो कंप्यूटर रेस कर रहा है, ये तो किसी एक का नहीं होगा.
हाउस तो आप ही स्थगित कर रहे हैं.
हम नहीं कर रहे हैं, जब बोलने नहीं
ऐसा है. नो, आई वांट टू रेड वन पॉइंट. सी, ऑन द वन हैंड यू आर सेलिब्रेटिंग कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन डे. You have celebrated Constitution Day with photo ops and media.
No, ma'am,
media,
it's not a photo day.
And on the
we
other
have followed.
Hand,
we have and followed
on the,
the
other hand, are you actually in upholding the Constitution by respecting Parliament? You have
okay.
to respect
You're not
Parliament.
Time,
you doctor, have to respect
she,
opposition.
Doctor, wait. Look, you are 3-on-1 here. Look, she has made
so
a valid point. Her point is this, that if the side chair is also requesting that we'll give you time, if we let there be a discussion on this, let the start questions be answered. What is stopping you from in that sense from allowing that portion to be completed and then resume your protestations?
Well, exactly. I mean, I've from day one, the speaker's been requesting members,
yes,
that this particular issue will be taken up. Well, it really surprised me why. I mean, well, both sides, the government, which is in power, which I feel if they are responsible enough and they have the, they have the confidence, as a government in of the day, why don't they allow this issue, which is also important? And on the other hand, I am also surprised why, the opposition is also not, paying heed to the requests of the speaker. Well, for me, I see that we are, like again I said, we are all equally responsible. We cannot just shift, I would say, that because the
you
government...
You can't ignore the opposition.
No, of course, we should not ignore the
opposition.
But,
no, Mr. Nayak,
but Mr. Nayak,
no, I'm not saying that we should...
But Mr. Nayak, he makes an important point. No, we are all equally responsible.
Yes. But why don't we allow, pay heed to the request of the speaker who had said time and
the
time again...
officers.
Give, we will give you time. We are not allowing him. So how this nation will run?
But they're shutting down the house within minutes. Within
minutes,
the house is being
partly
shut down.
Even the opposition,
how
I believe, they are to be blamed.
How can the house be run in that situation?
Well, we should, I feel, at least respect the chair also. He's there to run the show. And so, but if we...
Because if you don't respect anybody, then there
then
is no show.
There's nothing which will happen.
Then there is no show. Mr. Nayak. Mr. Nayak, look, this is a fair point that...
I completely concede that point. There's no point on discussing
argument.
On that point.
Yeah.
But we need to
understand... Then concede
I will,
to your
I will,
right.
I will come
concede
to this
to your
point.
Left. TMC I'll, says, I'll, allow I'll, us some
I'll
point
to
debate.
I'll come to that
you
point.
You are neither conceding all to your this, right nor to your left.
All the 543 members, and we understand what is important today. What is important nationally, what is important internationally. Whether the government of India's Ijjat Mitti Mein Mil Raha Hai Kya... This we have to understand, and that, according to LOP and our party, is of great importance. It is not only impacting the Ijjat, it is also impacting the economy of this country. People's money is involved. RBI's money is involved. Our common man who has invested in the stock
but
market
without,
has impacted.
But without taking it up. Without taking it up. Look.
So
look,
the priority,
look,
so the priority
look,
has to be understood. So look, the priority has
look,
to be given.
Look. Yeah. Look.
See.
Yeah, Sagarika, you finish.
You know, you talked about air pollution. Now, there was a zero-hour notice moved by a member of the Congress on air pollution. I was a party to actually that zero-hour notice because sometimes when
we
one
all
member...
can't breathe here, sitting here, we are talking,
when
right?
one member moves...
No, you can come to Bangalore and that will be much better
sir,
to...
Sir, if wishes were horses...
When one member moves a zero-hour notice, others can associate with that. And my name was also there as an associate with the zero-hour on air pollution. Now, air pollution needs a discussion yesterday. I mean, we are suffering, we are dying, it's a public health hazard. So we want, it's an emergency. We want the house to run.
Absolutely.
We want the house to run. But all we are asking is please meet us halfway because we are also representatives of the people.
Well,
no.
Kamalji, that's
you
not
can't
too
us.
Much if the opposition feels that way. And one would agree that these are issues which are very people-centric.
What I want to say here, hum bilkul apna system lekar baithte ki abhi hamara question aayega. और इतना शोर हो जाता है कि कुछ सुनाई नहीं देता. वेल में लोग पहुंच जाते हैं, स्लोगन्स हो जाते हैं, क्वेश्चन पूछना अगर आप कितना भी हाई पिच पर भी माइक को ले जाएं तो भी आपको सुनाई नहीं देता है. तो हाउस रन होगा कैसे? अब हम पांचों लोग अगर आपस में ही डिस्कशन, हॉट डिस्कशन पे चले जाएं तो चलेगा कैसे? मैं आपकी बात से बिल्कुल एग्री, मैं मेयर रही हूं, मेयर का काम होता है हाउस को चलाना. लेकिन अगर अपोजिशन बैठेगा ही नहीं तो फिर मेयर करेगा क्या?
संसद को डिस्ट्रॉय कौन कर रहा है?
कौन कर रहा है? वही सवाल है.
ये नो आई एम गिविंग यू फैक्ट.
कौन कर रहा है?
इट्स द बीजेपी व्हिच इज डिस्ट्रॉयिंग पार्लियामेंट. द प्राइम मिनिस्टर, वन मिनट, द प्राइम मिनिस्टर हैज नॉट आंसर्ड अ क्वेश्चन इन पार्लियामेंट इन द लास्ट 10 इयर्स दैट ही हैज बीन इन पार्लियामेंट. व्हाई डजंट द पार्लियामेंट प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्पीक अप? लेट्स नॉट इन द हाउस ऑफ पार्लियामेंट.
लेट्स नॉट स्पीक वन ओवर अदर. आई मीन लेट्स नॉट टर्न इनटू अ मिनी पार्लियामेंट. आई रिक्वेस्ट यू
इन द लास्ट लोकसभा 17th Lok Sabha, 9 out of 10 bills were not even sent to consultative committees, not even sent to standing committees, just rammed through the parliament. Modi ji has not spoken even once, has not answered a question even once. He has never answers questions in question hour. For the last 10 years, not a single answer in question hour.
We want a confident government.
He gave his speech, he gave every explanation on why not.
We are left with no resort. We are left with no resort. The BJP is trying to destroy parliament.
Now, you're saying something that you want a confident government, but you don't want...
We don't want an arrogant government. We want accommodation. We want dialogue and discussion. Parliament is meant for that. We don't have anywhere to go. We have to come to parliament and discuss there. To make a law, my presence is not required. People have already decided. Somebody has got the majority. They can definitely make laws for this country. But we want discussion. And for every session that happens, there'll be one or two issues which have to take priority over all the start questions, anything else, because they'll be so important. That's my opinion. So once such important issues are to be raised, it will be through the LOP. There will be a considered opinion by the opposition, and once that
your
is raised...
Your opposition is breaking ranks.
Let me complete. Let me complete.
The mandate of 2024. We are together. We want discussion on people's issues.
But you said that you want discussions first and not...
We want the house to run. We want discussion on people's issues. What we are saying is do not insult the mandate
so
of 2024.
So contradictory statements are there.
Do not insult the mandate of 2024.
Yes, because, you know, our friend has an emergency.
Let's start wrapping up this discussion. I'm going to begin with you, ma'am, because all of you are first-time MPs.
Responsible for all the air.
So what are the issues that you would want to raise as an MP, responsible and answerable and accountable to your constituents?
There is two things. As being a member of parliament, एक तो मेरी अपनी कॉन्स्टेंसी के लिए है, दिल्ली के लिए है, और एक कंट्री के लिए है. मेरी प्रॉब्लम यह है कि मैं तो कंट्री में पहुंच ही नहीं पा रही. ट्रैफिक जैम कितना बड़ा इशू है आज की डेट में. मतलब मुझे, अगर मैं द्वारका रहती हूँ, मुझे यहाँ से जाना है तो 1 घंटा 40 मिनट लगेगा. अगर मेरे घर में जाऊंगी तो मेरी मदर को मुझे हॉस्पिटल लेकर जाना है बिकॉज शी इज सफरिंग बिकॉज ऑफ दिस पॉल्यूशन. तबीयत खराब है. पानी को जब हम खोलते हैं तो इतना गंदा. तो मतलब मैं तो अभी दिल्ली से ही बाहर नहीं निकल रही, तो ये लोग मुझे मौका ही नहीं देते कि मैं कंट्री पर पहुंचूं, क्योंकि मेरे ये इश्यू अगर मैं जीरो में स्टार्ट क्वेश्चन 377 में लग जाएंगे देन आई विल थिंक अबाउट कंट्री. तो मेरी प्रॉब्लम ये है कि आई वॉन्ट टू शो माई कॉन्स्टिट्यूंसी कि हम आपके लिए कंसर्न है, लेकिन हमें मौका नहीं मिल रहा है. और ये अब फिर बजट सेशन आ जाएगा, तो मेरी अपने फ्रेंड से रिक्वेस्ट है कि कम से कम हम लोग तो अपनी रिक्वेस्ट अपनी पार्टीज को दें कि जीरो आवर और इन सबको चलने दें.
सागरिका जीरो आवर चलने दें, ये आलू टमाटर प्याज आप वहाँ पे तो दिखा
रही थी, देखिए ये मेरे
देखिए ये महंगाई के तो ये
अभी जाओगे क्या?
यस
टमाटर
सी दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग
प्याज
हाँ दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग ये तो दिखाने
चटनी तो बनी जाएगा
देखिए पर भाव कितना है हम तो अफोर्ड ही नहीं कर सकते हैं एंड ऑलरेडी देयर इज चाइल्ड मेल न्यूट्रिशन इज सो हाई इन इंडिया पीपल आर नॉट एबल टू अफोर्ड द बेसिक वेजिटेबल्स टू ईट एंड चाइल्ड मेल न्यूट्रिशन इज वन ऑफ द हाईएस्ट इन इंडिया. We want to raise
growing
the issue of price rise of food. Price rise of food. Why is the government not stabilizing prices? Unemployment. India, that is Bharat, is a union of states. Article 1 of the Constitution. India, that is Bharat, is a union of states. You are not the only person there. The states are also there. Bengal. Dues to Bengal. We are wanting to raise that issue. Manipur. Please speak on
11th number se economy 5th number par aa gayi
hai.
Aise thodi na aa gayi hai. Employment bhi hua hoga, financial growth bhi hui hogi.
But the government does not want to listen to people's issues.
And we want to see the growth, ma'am.
People's issues.
Absolutely. All these issues which have been raised by co-participants, I am with them. We too have specific issues from Karnataka. Very important one that is there, which our Honorable Chief Minister has been raising with the Prime Minister regularly, is the center-state relations, you know.
No,
not just the political relations. Issue. That's fiscal relations too.
Yes.
Okay.
So your Karnataka. Chief Minister has written letters to the PM, FM. Why don't
FM.
You
read? Yes. In fact, I myself have written to Honorable FM and RBI Governor too regarding our refinancing from the NABARD. That is one issue. Apart from that, the devolution of funds from the Finance Commission. Finance Commission is, after all, our Indian economists who are there. They understand if proper mandate is given, definitely they can give us the formula which does justice. No state should be allowed to feel that it has been
victimized.
I don't want to use the word. I will be called anti-national.
But about India Alliance of Delhi? Everything they have, asking 10,000 rupees for the election.
10,000 crore rupees for...
10,000
yes.
crore. They are asking for the election yes. and they are just saying everything. India Alliance.
Dr. Ricky.
India Alliance is there.
I just hope that, the next couple of weeks, that good sense will prevail.
That's a very sanguine
A good sense will prevail yes. among, cutting across party lines, and we take up issues.
He is in the center.
Which is making him talk
but
like this. Yeah.
But Parliament is yeah. the home
yes.
of the opposition.
True. That is very true.
They should feel
but then,
like that.
Again, like I said, we are all concerned, of issues, my issues or my constituency. Issues like, for example, where I mentioned earlier, issues of the student, then price rise, another issue which, I would like to take up in the issue of the language, the
yes,
Khasi
yes.
language, which is again has been a pressing issue passed by the state legislature, and these are some of the issues which I want. But I just hope that when we meet on Monday, we will see good sense prevailing across party lines, and we take up issues concerning the nation, concerning the region, like the Northeast, for example, the issue of Manipur, and then the specific issue of our respective constituency. I think this is a very, very important, which I would urge upon each and every, member of both houses, that let us be responsible. We are responsible towards each and every citizen of this nation. Let us not waste public money just like that, which we have done in the last 1 week, which is very serious, which I feel the people of India should question each and every one of us. We have sent you to take up our issue. And if you do so, you are not, then maybe they should kick us out. And it's okay.
I beg to disagree yeah. with my friend. It is not a waste of money. Whatever has happened in the last 1 week, it has clearly drawn the attention of the country as to certain issues raised by the leader of opposition and other parties too. So they are very clear that we have done our duty. We have duty towards our people and towards of the country. So we are performing our duty.
Yeah, but
Kamalji, final word to the lady.
थोड़ा सा difference लगा.
Final word to the lady.
What is my opinion? आप अभी अपने issues raise ही नहीं कर पा रहे हैं. By speaking on the mic, आप अपना issue अच्छे से raise कर पाएंगे. आपके वो शोर सुनाई नहीं देता. आप क्या बोल रहे हैं?
तो अगर आवाज दबाई जा रही है
वो नहीं नहीं आपका शोर है, अगर आप अपने माइक पर उन बातों को विद द रिकॉर्ड बोलेंगे तो वो रिकॉर्ड में भी जाएगा और आपके इश्यूज भी रेज होंगे।
ऑन दैट
ये होना चाहिए,
तो माइक स्विच ऑफ।
ऑन दैट वेरी प्रॉमिसिंग नोट एंड ए वेरी इम्पैशन्ड अपील बाय अ गुड डॉक्टर दैट नेक्स्ट वीक वुड बी अ बेटर वीक, नेक्स्ट वीक व्हेन दे ऑल कॉन्ग्रीगेट इन द हाईएस्ट मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी इन एटलीस्ट आवर कंट्री एट द बोथ द हाउसेज ऑफ द पार्लियामेंट. The hope is a far more sanguine one, that the discussions will take place and people's issues, your issues, viewers, and our issues would certainly be taken up by a whole host of very responsible people who have kindly joined us. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you
very much.